With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, and after a weekend that produced few results, military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says if the Russia-Ukraine ceasefire talks are going to go anywhere, three steps are essential.
We need to lock in an enforcement mechanism. In other words, there need to be neutral observers. We need to have intelligence available, oversight technologies in place that are agreed to by both parties.
And McGinnis says this is about Ukraine, not America.
We need to keep Ukraine at the center. It's their country that's at war with Russia, not the United States. And Zelensky needs to have a real voice and a veto over any territorial issues.
President Trump is taking a new look at reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said he's looking at the pros and cons of changing the way the federal government regulates marijuana.
I've heard great things having to do with medical, and I've had bad things having to do with just about everything else.
MAGA supporter and Trump ally Charlie Kirk opposes reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug, complaining that everything already smells like weed. He wrote online he hopes this doesn't happen. The president said he plans to decide in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, Air Canada suspending plans to restart operations after the union, representing more than 10,000 flight attendants, decided to defy that return-to-work order. The Canada Industrial Relations Board ordered the staff back by Sunday afternoon, but the union refused, saying it's unconstitutional. Air Canada now plans to resume flights Monday evening. The shutdown affects 130,000 people. This is SRN News. Well, a victory for young ladies in Idaho.
A U.S. district court has ruled the state can enforce a new law that bars males from female bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The court found that the Boise High School Sexuality and Gender Alliance, quote, failed to meet its burden because it is unlikely to succeed on its claims since the state has outlined a legitimate government interest, privacy, related to the action it took. Similar laws in other states have also been challenged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates warn Muslim terrorists may soon be running a de facto country of their own in northern Nigeria. Deadly attacks on Christians taking place in the region for decades, but fighters from outside the country are moving in now, and the tempo of those attacks increasing. A report from International Christian Concern warns local residents say the strategy appears aimed at exhausting those who are left. This is SRN News. Well, the Trump administration has agreed to leave the Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department. The move comes after city officials sued to block President Trump's takeover of Washington police. Many members of Congress, of course, back the president.
That's what's happening in D.C. on law enforcement, which is why crime is out of control. I mean, literally, the homicide rate is something like between 3 and 5 times that of Mexico City, which is a narco state run by criminal cartel gangs.
Pennsylvania GOP Congressman Scott Perry says so-called statistics claiming that crime is down are flat-out wrong. He made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Bloodshed Sunday morning in New York in a nightclub. 4 gunmen opened fire. 3 people have been killed. 9 others wounded. More details at srnnews.com.